Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I got a confession to make, ladies and gentlemen. I like Celine Dion. I know some people, I don't know why they don't, but I like Celine Dion. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and that's my confession for the day. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff that will help you with your small business. And having a great visit with Joyce Weiss, you can find the body of work that she's deposited with us over the last 8 or so years that she's been a member of our Brain Trust. Joyce, what's your website, by the way?
JoyceWeiss.com, and that's JoyceWeiss, as in Sam, S.com.
And they can find your books there, too, can't they?
Books and the blog. And
the blog is linked right off this famous blog we've been talking about. By the way, do you like Celine Dion?
Oh, yes, but I also like Justin Bieber and Eminem. So I like all kinds of music, Jim.
I do too, but I'm not going to go the Bieber route yet. Anyway, hey Joyce, we're talking about reaching out and touching people, whatever it takes. Here's a couple of quick stories. I heard a lady talking about meeting a man who she could tell that he was frustrated because he wasn't able to get in touch with his customer. And so he'd emailed him. He had left a message on his voicemail, and the guy wouldn't get back with him. And she asked him how old the customer was. He said he's about 30. She said, "Have you texted him?" He said, "I don't know how to do that." Mm-hmm. So she got his cell phone, and she said, "What's his cell number?" He told him. She put it in there. She said, "All right, type in." She showed him how to type in his, "Hey, give me a call back, or when can we connect, whatever." So they texted this guy, this customer. She helped him do that. Now he hadn't heard from this guy in 2 weeks. He was at his wit's end. In about 3.5 minutes, the guy texted him back and said, "Hey, yeah, no problem. When you want to get together?" The other day, we were trying to reach a person in their 20s, and we had emailed them. We had left a message, and I said, "Why don't we leave a message on their Facebook page?" We couldn't get the person to call us back or email us back. And so we left a message on the Facebook page, and within seconds, we got she hit us back, so to speak.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
So your idea about the blog that we've been talking about, the blog is a great way to connect with customers. But the main thing is you got to think about who are these people you're trying to connect with. How do they want? If you sent some people you and I know, Joyce, did a blog post, you'd never reach them. If you texted them, you'd never reach them. If you sent them an email, you'd never reach them. Sometimes people, you got to go see them. You got to do what it takes, don't you?
And it depends on how old they are. If you have younger customers, the phone is almost obsolete.
Yeah.
And that's why texting, Facebook was brilliant that you did that. And because I sometimes hear people say, "Well, I'm not going to email if they can't call me back." But it's not that they're being rude. This is how they communicate. And if you that's why one of a great idea that I just picked up from you is I'm going to be getting my customers' cell phones from now on.
No, you got to do that because see that's another thing that I think we ought to be doing more of. I think we ought to be texting our customers more. I had a guy the other day, and this is another great story about how you can become irrelevant. A guy the other day texted me about a business opportunity. He wasn't the guy I ordinarily do business with. The guy I ordinarily do business with didn't text me. He didn't even tell me about this opportunity, even though he had it. Well, guess what? The second guy became irrelevant because the other guy got to me first, texted me. I texted him back and said, "Do it." He made the sale. I was driving down the road, and the other guy became irrelevant because he missed me.
Exactly. I mean, we have all these choices, and again, for the listeners, they're saying, "Well, I don't know how to text, or I don't know how to, set up a blog," whatever it is that we're talking about right now. Find someone younger, whether it's a nephew, a niece, a child, a grandchild, a neighbor, and they would love to show you. Thing is, they can feel free to email me or, of course, Jim, and I'd be very happy. And you know,
the main thing is that we have all these. The good news, the bad news is we have all these new ways, all these different ways of reaching people, so that complicates our life. The good news is we have all these great ways of staying in touch with our customers.
Yes.
You got to look at it like that, don't you?
Well, I look at it as a positive spin, that it not, oh, no, I have to learn all this stuff. It's exciting. It's exciting. Once you get over the, oh, no, we have to learn all this stuff, to, hey, mm-hmm. what good's going to come from it? Trust me, it is, you know this, it's an exciting new world out there with communication.
Right.
Whether it's the blog, I do have a Facebook page, but it's a fan page. I don't mm-hmm. want my clients to see all the posts that I'm doing with my kids and my grandkids.
Right.
I mean, they can, it's something private, but I'd rather that it's a more current, updated mm-hmm. with my
business. That's the beauty of the new technology. It's a lot easier to update. And again, that's what I wrote about the article, folks. It's in my newsletter. If you want to get it, you can find it in my newsletter this week about this very topic. Hey, Joyce, I need your website one more time.
Sure, joyceweiss.com.
And that's WEISS.com. And the books are there, too. Hey, Joyce, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Oh, always. Invite me back anytime, Jim.
See you next time. Joyce Weiss, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. Here's Mr. Richard Pennyman to take us out. That's little Richard to you. He and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.